From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On today's program, corporate entities making the country more inclusive for their fellow Jamaicans. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. As part of Labor Day recently, corporate companies undertook activities to improve the lives of persons living with disabilities. The Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf, CCCD, in Kingston was given a facelift by volunteers from the National Commercial Bank, NCB Foundation. The team contributed approximately $1.7 million to renovate some areas of the facility. Group Marketing and Communications Manager at NCB, Nicole Brackett-Walters, said the foundation chose to renovate the buildings for the deaf and hearing impaired community because of the critical services that are offered to persons with special needs.
This year we selected Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf. Really and truly, it is out of our whole need to help to build a better Jamaica and also to add value through education. And so usually we support our adopted schools. This year again we are doing that, so we are participating in 32 schools, and then we decided let's see where we could add a lot of value, and we thought that an institution like Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf that deals with persons with special needs, it would be a nice touch to our regular adopted school program.
The CCCD Center in Knockpatrick, Manchester also benefited from the company's philanthropic efforts.
We have over 150 volunteers across the adopted school program as well as across the two centers for the deaf. We're doing painting, we're doing gardening and, beautification of the premises. So we're quite excited. This year we are investing almost $5 million towards our project overall. Over $3 million will be spent in our adopted schools, and almost $2 million will be spent at the Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf.
The center's goal is to reach, teach, and nurture the deaf and hearing impaired community while teaching them skills and helping them to gain full-time employment. The Kingston campus is currently the only training institution in the corporate area for the deaf and hearing impaired persons. The Randolph Lopez School of Hope in St. Andrew was another special needs institution which received a facelift. Volunteers from Victoria Mutual Group visited the facility located at Goling Avenue in St. Andrew. Work included repainting the interior and exterior walls, grounds cleaning, roof repairs, and gardening.
This school is dedicated to caring for children with special needs. They are part of our family, and we want to reach out to them in meaningful, tangible ways. There is a school that's linked to this, Randolph Lopez School of Hope in Mandeville, Woodlawn School of Special Education. Our team members who are in the center of the island are there to work today as well.
President and CEO of the Victoria Mutual Group, Courtney Campbell, and principal of the institution, Sylvestina Reed, was particularly grateful for repairs done to a section of the roof which had collapsed.
Well, we have some dangerous leaking, and so, especially in our drama room, and when it rains, the children really and truly can't do much in there, and so they have consented to fix that section of the school. They're really, really doing a good job.
Established in 1956, the Randolph Lopez School of Hope is the largest and oldest institution serving children with intellectual disabilities in Jamaica and the English-speaking Caribbean. The school was also a beneficiary of this year's National Leadership Prayer Breakfast, of which Victoria Mutual Building Society is a sponsor. The institution received $450,000 from funds raised at the annual event held in January. Before we go, the Jamaica Council for Persons Living with Disabilities, JCPD, is sharing the love by offering scholarships to persons living with physical and other challenges. These include the Margaret Moody Scholarship, the Jamaica Society for the Blind Scholarship, and the Marlon King Memorial Scholarship. Contact the JCPD at 876-968-8373, 968-0623, or 926-9374 for more details. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.